Well, can you believe it? Kan jy dit glo voor ek nou begin met my mooiste Engels? Natuurlik, dis daai tyd van die dag en die man homself is weer hierso, John Downing, natuurlik daarvan Merchant Factors af. Nou julle hoor natuurlik, julle het gehoor in die advertensie net so voor dit Merchant Factors, maar John is hier vandag om ons 'n bietjie meer te vertel van Merchant Factors, wat hulle doen en wie hulle is. John, first of all, how are you doing, sir?
Yeah, good, Anton. Thanks for having me back.
Feels like yesterday, ne?
Yeah,
it's like already, two months already almost, ne? John, let's start at the beginning. Merchant Factors, who are you? What do you do? How do you help businesses and the normal guy on the street?
Yeah, Anton, so Merchant Factors, we are what we call maybe an alternate financier or a second-tier lender. And we assist companies, primarily SME businesses, with cash flow and working capital solutions, specifically those that provide goods or services, you know, in terms of 30 or 60 days.
Now, so how does factoring actually work in the practice, if I can start off like that?
Anton, so yeah, it's fairly simple. So if you've got a business, you're delivering a good or a service to a client, you're raising an invoice with them, and then you're waiting for payment. Sometimes, in today's environment, 30, 60 or 90 days. And what we essentially do is we bridge that gap. So you can invoice today and get paid today. And then obviously that helps you with whatever obligations you have, you know, so whether that's taking on new clients, paying salaries, overheads, those types of things. So we help you with your working capital and we shorten that payment cycle for you.
But then the guy that needs to pay you, he needs to pay you then. That's Merchant Factors. Am I right by saying it?
Yes, correct. So we fund a portion of the invoice up front. You raise the invoice. You send it to your client. You'll send a copy through to us. We will fund on the back of that invoice. Oh, and then we do all the admin for you, you know, in terms of the collection process.
Simple.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice, eh? And who are the typical clients of Merchant Factors? Who?
So typical clients would be, as I said, that's the SME market. So businesses, we've got quite a broad range of SMEs. So anyone possibly with turnover around 6 million rand per annum up to, hundreds of millions. Most of our clients are in industries like transport, logistics, manufacturing, packaging, warehousing. So those are the main ones. But we find anyone who's providing a good or a service on terms, 30 or 60 days, you're waiting for the clients to pay you, that's ideal where we can step in and help.
And it just helps with cash flow, né, at the end of the day. Yeah. I think so, né. That's 100%. One of the biggest problems today. People don't have cash flow.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone is in that boat. And we find the SME sector is probably underserviced by traditional lenders, which opens up the door for us to come in and assist.
Yeah, and you're not the guys that's going to break somebody's legs, you know, if they don't pay you. You know what I'm saying to you? You're legit business for how many years now?
100%. So we've been going since 1988, so that's 37 years if my math is correct. So we've got a dedicated credit control function doing all the administration for you. It's a professional operation, and we find we bring a lot of efficiencies into that space. You know, we find in the SME market, especially in family type businesses, you might find that back office stuff is lacking because you're focused on the client, you're focused on the relationship and delivering the service. Sometimes that back office can be neglected a bit, and we bring efficiencies there.
So, and that's my next question. What sets Merchant Factors apart from banks or other lenders? You know, if you can just explain that.
All right. So typically your primary lenders, if I can call them that, that is lending facilities. So it's debt incurring. It's very much driven by your balance sheet, with less focus on your customers. But your customers and your debtors book is probably your primary asset within the business. And we base our facilities on those customers and how they pay. So it's focused more on your clients and their ability to pay rather than on your balance sheet. Mm. So it's not debt incurring. It's not going to negatively impact you from that point of view. And as I say, so because we focused on the client and managing that process, you know, we find we can sweat that asset to a higher degree than typical lenders can.
Okay. Now, is factoring the same as a loan or overdraft?
Not at all. Not at all. So remember, as I said, your overdraft is based on your credit history. It's based on your financial performance. It's based on your balance sheet. So this is not a loan. We're unlocking the cash that you've already earned, but you haven't received because someone is paying you in the future. And we're going to bridge that gap. So very, very different to an overdraft. Overdrafts are also always capped, and they'll review it again next year. Ours is directly linked to your sales. So if you've got a growing sales ledger, you've got a funding facility that's going to keep pace with it. It's not something that you do keep reapplying for to increase your limits.
Stupid question. What if that person don't pay?
All right. So good question. It's often asked.
Yeah.
The position is
I've got my money. I'm happy from a business point, but you, merchant factors, did not receive the money. That guy had to pay.
Yeah.
What do you do?
So remember, we don't own that debt. Yeah. We're simply funding against that invoice, that piece of paper. So if the client doesn't pay, that unfortunately remains with you because we've got no legal recourse to collect that.
But do I have to pay you back then?
So there are mechanisms that we use to recover it. There's various ways that we can do it. But we will never stop collecting on that. So if a client doesn't pay, yes, we do. There are ways we can recover from you. But we will never stop collecting. So we'll follow everything up all the way up to summon stage in terms of assisting you collecting that, even, you know, assisting with set or payment plans from the debtor to try and recover that.
But we have to make it clear, you guys are not debt collectors.
No, we're not debt collectors.
All.
Correct.
Yeah. Correct. Why is factoring a smart option, especially now?
Typically in this environment, we find banks have become very, very restrictive in terms of their lending. Their credit criteria is very, very onerous. And we find that they're not typically geared for growth. So if you've got a growing business, how are you going to fund that? Mm. You know, your banks on the same asset, if we're looking at your debtors book, primary lenders are probably only going to give you 10 to 30% in value, whereas we're unlocking 70.
Sure.
And if you can grow your business with an uncapped funding facility like we offer in terms of our factoring, in my opinion, it's a win-win because you're not going to hit those credit ceilings. Often you find with overdrafts, you hit your overdraft limit and now all you're doing is you're servicing interest and paying fees and you don't have a facility to enable growth.
Oh, that's nice. I have to ask this question. When should a business reach out, of course, to you guys, to Merchant Factors? Is there time? Should they do it now? When?
Yeah, do it now, please. Yeah, as soon as you hear this, give me a call.
Yeah, it's a belief, man.
No, look, any business that's got some cash flow challenges, you know, it could be growth-driven. It could be, as I said, because clients are paying you, you know, in 30 or 60 days. And remember, anyone who, you know, on a 30-day term, someone's going to pay you at the end of the month. They're probably going to pay you in the first 7 to 15 days of the new month.
Mm.
But all your pressure, your cash flow pressure comes in at month end. You've got salaries to pay on the 25th. You've got suppliers to settle. You've got your overhead in terms of rent. You've got SARS.
Yeah.
So you find all of these pressures come before your client actually pays you.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not that they're bad payers, but they're just going to pay you at the end of the month and all your pressure comes in prior to that. So any business that's experiencing cash flow pressure, we can alleviate that. And any business that is growing, it's a great tool to enable growth.
But I can see why you said, we talked about, is this an overdraft? Because it almost sounds like, you know, you guys are, we're giving you this money, so do your stuff. But then obviously when 90s day, when we have to settle that overdraft, but it's not an overdraft. Let's get it clear now.
Yeah, no, 100%. It's not an overdraft. Overdraft, as I mentioned, is the bank's giving you money, hoping that you're going to pay it back at some point.
Yeah.
Whereas what we're lending against, as I said, it's a very safe form of lending because remember, you've raised an invoice. Your client now has an obligation to pay. You're just waiting for him to pay.
That's it.
And we bridge that gap.
That's it.
So we provide the cash up front and then we do all the admin around the collections. And we often find that because we focused on that and we do it proactively, you become a priority account. So your days outstanding, we find that your clients tend to pay you quicker when we're involved because of the way we manage
exactly, because you do sound like a debt collector and at some point, you know what I'm saying to you? Why is these guys involved now? I mean, that's that, you know, and I want to say this in Afrikaans. Maak sin, mense. Luister mooi. So as jy besigheid het en jy het 60, 90 dae rekening en jou cash flow hardloop uit en jy raai kontantvloei probleme, wat Merchant Factors doen is baie maklik. Hulle kom, hulle sê, okay, right, hier is jou geld wat jy gekort het, jy het klaar die invoice uitgereik, ons kry en ons verhaal die geld dan van die ou wat het vir jou oor 90 dae moet betaal. En that's how easy it is at the end of the day. Am I right by saying that?
100%. So we take care of the nitty-gritty, the back office stuff, and let you run the business. You go focus on the new client, getting the business.
That's it.
We'll fund it and we'll do all the administration behind the scenes.
Since 1988, if I can say it again, Yvette, and your trusted name now. So who's factoring really for? Last question.
So factoring is really for SMEs, as I mentioned, in industries like transport, logistics, manufacturing, packaging, to mention a few, who's under cash flow pressure, as I said, either, you know, just to maintain a consistent flash cash flow, or if you need to fund growth. There's not many products that can compare to what we offer. And in fact, I'd probably go out and say that there's none that enables growth and cash flow solutions better than a factoring facility.
I'm going to ask a difficult question again. We haven't discussed this question, so I want to ask it. Okay, so can your department, your accounts department, then also help you guys to get the money in that's owned to you then at the end of the day? Obviously, merchant factors. Like, for instance, or do you guys take over completely and you deal with the client further on to get the money back, which was invoiced?
Yeah, so probably twofold to that. Remember, you as the business owner who's our client keeps the relationship with your client.
That's why I was going
to
ask.
So that is very, very important. We don't dictate terms to you. We don't tell you how to run your business. We're here to assist and be your partner in terms of funding your business. So we are a financial partner in the business. We don't dictate terms. We, you know, we do all the admin around the collection, should I say, and vetting of new clients. So we will give you good advice. If someone comes with a credit application form, they've given their three best references, we will go and get proper bureau credit information and come back to you and say, hey, Anton, you know, this guy's applying for R1 million facility. He's only good for 500,000. So we mitigate your risk up front.
I hear you.
And it's up to you whether you want to engage and what level you want to engage at. Mm. But we're purely here to support you in terms of your growth and fund that.
That's nice. John, quickly, contact number. Can you believe it? We had a good conversation this morning. Telephone number, contact number, website?
I think probably the easiest would be the website.
Okay.
That's www.mfactors.co.za.
Very easy. Mfactors. F-A-C-T-O-R-S. How's my spelling?
Yeah,
a lot better
than mine.
That's it. .co.za. Please, asseblief mense, gaan kyk. Vir al die mense van klein besighede wat ook nou daai kontantvloei probleme het, hierdie mense is hier om te help. Gaan net na hulle webblad toe. Dis mfactors.co.za. If you've missed this interview, you can also listen on the Lekker FM website, which is lekkerfm.com, and you can just go to podcast or Potgooi in Afrikaans and go listen to this interview again and get all the contact details. John, thank you so much, and thank you again for the last 3 months again for your financial support. We always really appreciate you guys, and till the next one.
Yeah, thanks, Anton. Good to be here and appreciate your support.